Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
You're very welcome to the first part of this month's feature of Ours to Protect here on Radio Nova. My name is Traco Brainon, and every month we'll explore the reality of climate change and look toward a greener and more sustainable future. This month we're looking at food waste in the home. So first things first.
How much food do we waste?
It's time to catch up with the girls and boys from Ardrí National School in Navan.
Martha.
Julia.
Jill.
Anna.
Lena.
Jeremiah.
Florence.
Arisha.
Kevin.
Connor.
Tiernan.
Amy.
Tilly.
Kaylee.
Rory.
Cowie.
Victor.
Kieran.
And I asked them that very question, what percentage of our food do we waste?
I'd say about 40%.
I'd say about 75%.
Probably about 20%.
I'd say about 40 to 50%.
10%.
About 45%.
About 30%.
About 30%.
10%.
20%.
I'd say around 6%.
40%.
I'd say 25%.
I'd say 15%.
I'd say 30%.
I'd say 10%.
I'd say 25%.
That's the Eco Legends from Ardrí National School in Navan. So what's the actual percentage? It's Gráinne Lambert from the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun.
Do you know, I think most of your listeners would be quite surprised to say the average household wastes a third of their food waste.
A third.
Okay. So if I say to you, as you're putting all the food on the shopping trolleys and say, I'm actually going to take a third of that off you, you'd be like, absolutely no way. There's such a waste of my money.
Yeah.
But that's actually what happens in your own home.
And that can be tomatoes that have gone off. Yeah. It can be bits of lunch that aren't finished or stuff that we're throwing out, maybe even into the compost bin, but it's parts of dinners that aren't eaten. It's all that stuff put together and things running out of date.
Absolutely. And you know yourself, if you're buying stuff, sometimes to take it from the back of the shelf because that's where the longer expiry dates are on it. So you may say, I'll have that for Wednesday, but it expires on the Monday. And then people don't always feel very comfortable having the food after that date. But sometimes that's just the best before or the used by. So sometimes it can still be very edible. But when you're shopping, look at things like that. What is the best before date? Will it last me for the week? Or even like those 3 for 2 offers sometimes. You might not need 3 bags of salad. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You only need the 2 and the salad's just going to go in the bin.
So you get excited when you see it and you go,
do.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. You think you're saving money, but you're actually wasting it because you don't use it and it just goes in the bin. And it's kind of like that false economy moment where you're not actually saving money because you're buying it, but it just ends up in the bin.
And I guess it is taking an inventory before you go out to do your food shop.
Yeah.
What do we already have in the fridge?
Yeah,
is a big part of it.
Huge. And like when you go, sometimes when you actually sit back, all right, what do I actually have in the press or in the fridge? And then shopping, what I do myself, what I've had to train myself to do is gonna go, what am I eating most days? Am I buying for meals rather than just, oh, I like the like of that, but I've nothing to go with it. So it just sits in the fridge.
Yeah.
You know, or I just have a taste that day. Oh, mind a little bit of that. So to say if I'm buying with meals in mind, and sometimes by days, so the long, if something on a Friday, I'm going to have to make sure these by dates and all that stuff are in place by Friday.
And it's just about maybe, I suppose, planning it a little bit more as well with the family getting them all involved. Are we eating that?
Yeah.
Does everybody like that? Will I get that? Will I get more of that? Because you're going to save yourself some money.
And it's so true. You know yourself, sometimes you just go on a bit of a moment where you have a bit of a goof or something. You're like, oh, and if you keep buying it, and then they've gone off it, and you're like, you're still buying it, and they're like, oh, I've kind of gone off that now.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like you said, have the conversations of what will we have? What are people liking at the minute? And it just saves you having to buy stuff that nobody's eating.
And never go shopping hungry.
Never. I've done it myself too, because then
yeah.
your eyes are always bigger than your belly. But it's a case sometimes if you just go to the practical, when am I going to eat it? And what am I going to eat it with? And with what dinner? It sometimes can save you from that.
So it's cutting down a third of your
yeah.
food being wasted, and that's what you're trying to work on.
Yeah, and literally, even before you went to the supermarket, I said to you, I'm going to give you back a third of your shop, and you'd be like, absolutely. And you can do that by just buying, you know, stuff that
yeah.
you're actually going to eat rather than throwing that third into the bin. And that's just money down the drain for you.
So if we're wasting a third of our food, what can we do to cut down on that waste? It's Lorna Ann Tierney, founder of Earthy Virtual Assistant and the Earthy Marketplace.
So food waste is one of those things that can really sneak up on all of us, I think. You know, it builds up without us even realising. And before you know it, there is a whole host of food that you planned on eating that's unfortunately now going to the bin because it's gone out of date, which is not something that any of us want. So I really think that with a few small changes, we can make a big difference and get a handle on this. And that's going to make a big difference, obviously, to the planet, but also to your pocket, because food is expensive. So one of the best things you can do is plan out your meals. I know it sounds simple, but it will make a big difference. So it doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a quick list for the week ahead. So you're not overbuying or forgetting what's already in the fridge. You know, that'll cut down on impulse buys, and you're, you know, much more likely to actually use what you've got. So another really handy habit is checking your fridge and your presses before you go to the shops. A quick scan, it really helps to, you know, spot things that you need, that needs using up, and avoids buying, you know, another bag of carrots and when there's already, you know, 1.5 used hiding in the back of your fridge or your press. So when you do have leftovers or random odds and ends, things like cooked grains, beans or chopped veg, I would say keep them in a clear container so you can actually see them. And then, you know, they're perfect for throwing into soups or stir fries or even wraps. And then, you know, there's the whole storage aspect. I would say little things can make a really big difference with that. Like putting like herbs in a glass with water, like leafy greens as well, in containers with a bit of kitchen roll. And even bananas kept in separate, you know, keeping them separate from fruits to stop them from ripening too fast. Once you kind of know a few tricks, your food lasts way longer. And finally, compost what you can. I love composting. So whether it's through, you know, the County Council food waste brown bin, or you have a home compost set up, or even like a community garden, composting keeps good nutrients out of the landfill and turns them back into something useful, which is so, so important. The key really is just a bit of awareness. You don't need to overhaul your whole routine. Just build a few small habits, and before you know it, wasting less becomes second nature.
And what about the eco superstars from Ardrí National School in Navan? Any more hacks on how to cut down on your food waste?
If your like food gets spoiled, you can use it as compost or something.
I'd say use it as compost and also go more on a diet.
By making a shopping list and checking what everything you have before going shopping so you don't buy the same again.
I'd say put stuff that you actually need in first and then stuff that you want in second.
Not buying stuff that you don't even like.
Only buy the essentials.
To prevent food spoiling, just buy less items.
To prevent throwing away good food, we can put some of it in our soil, that some of the foods can help our soil.
You can make a shopping list before you go to the store so you don't overbuy things. And expired food you can use as compost.
Don't buy too much food and make sure you check the labels at the shop so they're well in date.
Instead of wasting food, only buy stuff from the shop that you need.
We'll be chatting with Odile Lubbeluk next week from foodwaste.ie at the Environmental Protection Agency to see what advice she has for us on ways we can save money while cutting back on food waste. That's Ours to Protect on Nova with myself, Track O'Brien, on next Sunday morning after 7.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.